From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. Since April 1st, more than 23,000 people have lost their Medicaid health insurance here in Idaho. According to Idaho Health and Welfare, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the department was not allowed to drop people from Medicaid, even if they were no longer eligible for coverage. It was called Medicaid protection. However, in December, Congress reversed that decision and said states could remove people who no longer qualified. So since then, Idaho Health and Welfare has been reevaluating the cases of more than 153,000 people to see if they can actually stay on the program or not. So what happens now for the more than 23,000 people already dropped from Idaho Medicaid and for the thousands more who are expected to lose coverage in the coming weeks? To help us answer those questions, we're joined by Mindy Hong, the Executive Director of the Idaho Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, and Steve Davis, the Chief Executive Officer of Genesis Community Health, with locations in Garden City and Caldwell. Thank you both for being on the program today.
Thank you, Gemma.
And Mindy, let me start with you. Can you tell us about the Idaho Association of Free and Charitable Clinics? What is it, and how long has it been around?
All right, Gemma. So the Idaho Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, and that is a mouthful, so we like to say IAFCC. It's the membership association for Idaho's free clinics. So there's 12 free clinics in Idaho with 15 different locations. And at the association level, we do all we can to recruit patients and resources for the clinics. And we also do what we're doing right now. We bring visibility to the critical role that these clinics fill in Idaho's safety net. And we also raise awareness for the needs of our patients.
And Steve, my understanding is that your clinics are part of the association. And as I mentioned, they're in Garden City and Caldwell. And where exactly are they located? I mean, are they easy access for people to get to?
Yes, they are. We are off of Shinden, down in Garden City, on 35th. And then we also have a location on Cleveland Boulevard in downtown Caldwell, where we see medical patients. So both are pretty easy and right in the heart of the different cities.
Mm-hmm. And so, Steve, I'm wondering, are you seeing more patients since Idaho Medicaid started dropping people off of health insurance? I mean, and if not, are you expecting to see more patients?
Great questions. Yes, we are seeing more patients, and we expect to do so and continue to do so as this continues to unwind. So we are working on preparing for both things that are happening.
Mm-hmm. And when patients come in, Stephen, they've been dropped from Medicaid. I mean, what are those conversations like?
So Genesis, we've been here for 22 years and serving low-income uninsured people. So this gap that has us working as a safety net, these are the clientele that we're used to taking care of. So mm-hmm. what would happen is they simply fill out an application and then we welcome them in with a medical appointment as soon as we determine that they're eligible. So usually they're pretty excited. They're pretty happy to know that there's free and charitable clinics in the community that'll continue to help them and to pick up some of this, these patients who otherwise wouldn't have access to healthcare.
Mm-hmm. And Mindy, I know you said you have 15 clinics around the state. That seems like a lot, but I bet you could probably use more. But with that said, what are you hearing from the clinics in the association around the state in regards to influx of patients?
Yeah, Gemma. So I've heard reports from a lot of different clinics that they're having a lot of calls from people wondering what they do now that they've lost their benefits, and calls from people that are worried about losing their benefits. Just to piggyback on the question you asked Steve earlier, we've been hearing for months from different experts across the state that approximately 60,000 Idahoans will lose Medicaid in this process. But if you look at the numbers just on the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare's website, it looks that prediction could be rather low. So currently, we have currently 5,000 to 6,000 Idahoans as patients in our clinics. And I don't think it's a stretch to say that that patient population could double.
So with that said, Mindy, I mean, how do your clinics in this association prepare for something like that? Because it's not, you know, it doesn't sound like it's going to be just a patient here or there. I mean, this could potentially be overwhelming.
Yeah, so, Jim.
Oh, go ahead, Mindy. Sorry.
Okay, I'll go ahead and then you can go, Steve. But so, Gemma, as I'm sure you know, this isn't just an Idaho situation. So yeah. People are losing Medicaid through the same types of processes around the country. So I'm having conversations with clinics in Idaho and clinics nationwide. And what they're all doing is assessing their capacities, like their ability to take on new patients and to offer more services and goods. And at our association level, we are actively trying to recruit more partners and resources to help our clinics build capacity throughout this process, because we just really want to be able to help everyone that reaches out to us.
And Steve, I'd love your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah. So the great thing about the free and charitable clinics is that we are community supported. So, you know, as you're helping us get the word out about this, we have, like for Agenesis, we have 250 volunteers who are doctors, dentists, nurses, hygienists, counselors. And so when you ask, how are we going to be able to ramp up for it? It's by getting additional volunteers who hear about this and say, you know what, I want to help out. And then they volunteer their services. The other thing is we're supported by foundations and donors that are partners in the community, like businesses, churches, individuals. Mm-hmm. And so getting the word out, if they want to help, they can donate to their local free and charitable clinic. And that gives us either the volunteers we need for the ramping and or the finances we need for the ramping. And both helps us to get prepared for this.
Steve, are you at all concerned that as more people in the coming weeks are dropped from Medicaid? I mean, I know, you know, Mindy mentioned that 60,000 number, which is quite high, but it's probably going to be higher than that. And I would assume quite a bit of that would be in the Treasure Valley. And you've got your two clinics. Are you concerned at all that you would potentially have to turn patients away? Or, you know, is that a commitment that you're just not ready to make? You know, you're committed as to making sure you can get everyone seen.
Yes. So first of all, I'm an optimist. So I'll tell you that right up front.
Good.
But I also know that this is such a caring community that when people hear that there's a need, they immediately start saying, how do we fill this need? Even this program is a huge blessing. And what will end up happening is, like, we have a benefit dinner next month, and we will tell our community, our partners in the community, our donors, our volunteers, hey, this is happening. This is what we're seeing. And would you guys help out? And it is just amazing how word of mouth gets people engaged in, yes, we're not going to let these people be in a gap. We want to help. We either want to give you funding, or we want to give you more volunteer hours, or tell other people. And that's how we're going to be prepared for this. In 7 years, we've never had to turn people away. Even back in 16 and 17 and 18, when we didn't have Medicaid expansion here, we still weren't turning people away.
You know, that's a good point, though, Steve, is that your clinic was here before Medicaid expansion. So, I mean, in some ways, are you, you know, you've had the experience of having quite a few patients come into your clinics, I would think.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we have partnerships with all of the local hospital systems, St. L, St. Luke's, with Salser, West Valley, and they work with us knowing that we're filling that gap. And every person that gets seen at a free and charitable clinic is somebody who's not being seen at a very much more expensive price in the emergency rooms. So they partner with us and help us along with volunteering and getting the word out for getting volunteers. So We'll just be, when I first got here, we were saying there were 90,000 people in the Treasure Valley who needed this healthcare access. And we were shooting for caring for every single one that actually needed help. Now it's down to 37,000, but we also operated when it was up in the 90,000 person range in the Treasure Valley. And by being community supported, we will just adjust accordingly as the community cares for these people.
Mindy, what's your biggest concern as this process continues with people being dropped from Medicaid?
So, Jenna, I think my biggest concern, number one is that a lot of people are going to get dropped that actually are still eligible for their Medicaid. We know from past experience that about half of the people who get disenrolled are likely still eligible for some benefits, but they've gotten disenrolled because the state has a bad address or a bad phone number for them, or just because they don't understand the application or have made an error. So I'm really concerned, and we're encouraging people to really double and triple check that they actually aren't eligible for Medicaid anymore. But beyond that, I know that this is sure going to be a challenge on our clinic's capacities. And like Steve said, though, I'm really optimistic about the clinic leadership and the volunteers and their ability really to just access resources from the community and to really rally as a community and meet the needs of these individuals.
So, Mindy, how do people find one of the clinics in your association?
All right, Gemma. So we have clinics located in 9 Idaho counties. And you can look and see where the clinics are located on our website. But one thing to keep in mind is that if you look on our website and see our map and you're looking and there's not a clinic in your location, reach out to the association, and you can do that through our website, and we can sure help you connect you to a clinic. We have several clinics throughout the state that offer mobile services and telehealth services. So I mean, no matter where you are, we can probably help you get your needs met.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. And, letting us know about your association and these free clinics for folks. So thank you for your time and also for what you do here in our community.
Thank you for letting us be on the air and share what is going on. And we appreciate that as well for giving everyone visibility.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it.
And thanks, Gemma. Thanks for your interest and for your listeners' interest as well.
Yes,
absolutely. We have been speaking with Mindy Hong, the executive director of the Idaho Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, as well as Steve Davis. He is the chief executive officer for Genesis Community Health with locations in Garden City and Caldwell. They are part of this association. We will, of course, put links with more information on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.